Welcome to SkyDome in Toronto, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting 6th. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Jeff McKnight. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Harnish. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting third. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rob Ducey. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Batting 9th. The right fielder, Junior Felix. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, David Wells. And now, play ball. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Finley strikes out. Myers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Finley out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKnight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gruber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Worthington hits a line drive into left field. Ducey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGriff hits a pop-up towards first. McKnight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKnight moves to second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley bunts in front of the plate. Myers fields it and throws to third for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field. Ducey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to third. Finley moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rob Ducey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ducey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Junior Felix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Felix hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finley who is chasing the ball. Felix reaches third base with a triple. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix scores. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Worthington moves to second. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKnight hits a line drive into left field. Ducey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gruber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gruber hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Blue Jays, 1. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 0 for 2 in the game. Finley hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Ducey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rob Ducey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ducey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ducey hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Junior Felix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felix is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Felix hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Worthington hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a pop-up into right field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKnight hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGriff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0-for-3 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wells fires to first and picks off Finley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGriff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGriff hits a line drive towards first. McKnight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams pinch runs for George Bell. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Wells. Gallagher moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up into left field. Ducey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Worthington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rob Ducey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ducey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ducey strikes out. One out. Jim Eppard pinch hits for Manuel Lee. Jim Eppard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Eppard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Felix is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Felix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Soho now playing second base. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Melvin moves to second. One out. Jeff McKnight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McKnight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKnight hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ducey. McKnight reaches second base with a double. Melvin scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is walked intentionally. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Steve Finley. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Horn pinch hits for Dave Gallagher. Willie Blair now pitching. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Soho scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing left field. David Segheti now playing first base. Jeff McKnight now playing right field. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Curt Schilling now pitching. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gruber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Skydome in Toronto.